Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, if you will. Book of Proverbs, chapter 19. We're going to be talking today about something that is, for lack of better terms, it's lacking in our world today. And all of us would know this to be true unless we've walked around with our head in the sand. Amen. If you have, if you know anyone, or if you have seen any news or heard any news or anything like that, you know that there is a lack of what we're going to be talking about today. And we've been going through the study of what does the Bible say, say about. And today we're going to be talking about the area of integrity and character among people. And of course, we're going to be talking about the lack of integrity and character among unbelievers. But most importantly, and a sad thing to say, is that there's a lack of integrity and character even in believers today. Lord, help us. So what does the Bible say about these things? Well, in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 1, notice the Bible says this: better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Notice, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity. Now, the Bible is not teaching here that in order to be a person of integrity, you have to be poor. No, it's not what it's saying. What it's saying is this, that no matter what stage of life you're in, even if you're, as the statement goes, poor as Job's turkey, amen, or if you are a rich like some that we know today, or know of, notice this: it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. It doesn't matter what your bank account looks like. It doesn't matter how many friends you have or how many enemies you have. It says here, blessed is the one who walketh in his integrity. Integrity is a wonderful thing. It's a powerful word in this verse, that word, integrity. Integrity is something that should characterize every one of God's children. But unfortunately, it's something that is lacking in many of God's children. When we speak of someone's integrity or someone's character, we are speaking of what is in his heart. Notice, when we speak of integrity and character, we are not talking about what someone sees on the outside. We're not talking about the way that people see us as we go down the street or as we are at our workplace or something like that. Someone may see what we are on the outside, and we can put on a good show for people. We can have our smiling face and we can look as though we are all put together. But yet, even though our outside may look like it's together, we could still be a person who is lacking and integrity. You know who's going to know that you're lacking in integrity and in your character? Your people at work may not know that. Your people that are out in the workplace or in the grocery store, at the bank or something like that, they may not see that you're lacking in integrity and character, because they see what's on the outside. But the ones there in your home, they're going to see that. And most importantly, God's going to see that. God understands what our integrity is like. When we speak of someone's reputation, what are we speaking of? Well, that is what other people think of you. There's a lot of people that have put on a show for so long that a lot of people may think that they are people of integrity. But that just may be a reputation that they have portrayed in front of them. Notice, people may affect our reputation by what they say or what they do not say, how they respond when our name is called. There have been a lot of people whose reputations have been ruined because of the word of someone else. But no one's word could ever ruin your integrity. It can ruin what certain people think of you, but it will never ruin your integrity. There was a lot of evil things said about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It didn't ruin his integrity. There was a lot of people that thought some terrible things about him because of what someone said, but it didn't change the truth of what was on the inside. He was pure. He was perfect. He was sinless. People may have some bearing, if you will, upon our reputation, but all of us determine our character by how we respond personally to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our reputation is what others think we are. Our character is what we truly are. Abraham Lincoln was known as saying this. He was known as saying, character is the tree, reputation is the shadow. Think about it. Character is the tree. Our reputation is the shadow. The shadow is determined by the tree. If we got our character in check, then we can trust God to guard our reputation. Our character, what we are, the makeup of our lives should be characterized by integrity. No amount of ability or personality can serve as a fitting substitute for integrity. We can try to be the best people on the outside, but if our integrity is lacking, understand that we're failing. The word integrity, it means this, to be complete. It means together in honesty. It means this, nothing to hide or fear. It means to be transparent. You know, God put together the many things and many beautiful things. And as we look at God's creation, we can see how God put all these things together, all of these pieces. God builds things up. The devil tears things down. The devil is never going to build something up that's going to help you. He's not going to do it. A person with integrity, notice though, is not divided. People with integrity, they have nothing to hide. But many believers lack integrity. Understand, no one can steal your integrity. If we lose our integrity, it's because we gave it up willingly. Now remember, someone else's words may ruin your reputation, but they can never ruin your integrity. A national news magazine remarked that America has become a nation of liars. Now, the ones who said that were not believers. No, this was, if you will, a far left news outlet. And they said America has become a nation of liars. And here's what they continued to say. They said they have become liars from the preachers to the politicians. Lord, help us. What has happened to our integrity? People have given it up, and many times in the name of the almighty dollar. We need a revival of integrity, and it must begin in the church among God's people. You know, in this nation that we live in, we do not have a crisis of conduct. You know what we have? A crisis of character. Because what we do on the outside, our conduct, how we portray to others, how we live out our lives, that is going to be chosen by our character. We have a crisis of character. There's a difference between what is biblical and what is considered to be moral. There's a difference between what is biblical and what's considered to be legal. There's an awful lot of things today that are legal that are not biblically right. We cannot allow what this world says to be moral or legal to be our guidebook. In a society, laws are passed to show what things are legal and what things are illegal. Also, in a society, people determine what is moral and what is immoral. The moral standards of a society, though, they are always shifting and they're always changing. You know, there are things that are going on today that the world calls moral that 10, 15, 20 years ago, and of course 50 years ago, this world would say they are immoral things. But today they say they're moral things. What's happened? God's law hasn't changed. God still says that these things are wrong, but mankind's character has been lacking and slacking off little by little by little by little. We have a crisis, do we not? The moral standards of society are always shifting. They're always changing. There are things today that are legal to do, but they may not be considered moral. There's other things that this world may consider legal and immoral, but yet the Bible says that they are wrong. But as the children of God, we must live on a high standard that is biblical. When a believer lives by what a man says is right, understand this, Christ will suffer the reproach. When a believer simply says, well, if man says it's okay, then I can do that. It doesn't matter what the Bible says, then we are bringing a reproach to the name of Christ. For someone that has trusted in Christ as their personal Savior and they're letting people know, I am a Christian, if we live contrary to the Word of God, we are bringing a reproach upon the name of God. There's an awful lot of people who have lived a lie in their own homes. They have said on the outside, in their reputation, if you will, they have said to others that we are believers. However, the way that they've lived in their homes, they have not been people of integrity. They have not been people of character. And because of that, Satan has wreaked havoc behind those doors. As a whole, believers have traded holy living for this, the pursuit of happiness. We should determine to be a person of integrity. Look at the book of Matthew, if you will. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking of the salt of the earth, if you will. And he says this in verse 13 and 14 of Matthew chapter 5. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Notice what he's saying there. You're the salt of the earth. He says the salt can lose its savor. Understand, if we call ourselves believers, if we call ourselves Christians, if we claim to have trusted Christ as our personal Savior, yet we are not living as people of integrity, we are not keeping our character in check by the power of the Holy Spirit, then we as the salt of the earth, which God calls us, we have lost our savor. Not because someone else has caused us to, but because we have decided that pleasing man is better than pleasing God. Anytime a believer gives up their character or gives up their integrity, that's what they're saying. I would rather be a men pleaser than I would a God pleaser. Lord, help us. The Lord Jesus Christ said that we are the salt. You know, when salt is mixed into something, you can taste it immediately, can't you? You can taste that there's salt there. I know some people that it doesn't matter what the dish is. They're like, I need the salt. I know one person, a good friend of mine down at Capitol, and he loves hot sauce. I mean, he's got hot sauce on him all the time. I sent something the other day, sent a picture to him, this guy. He had a holster on his belt, and inside that holster, he had a bottle of hot sauce. I said, you need a hot sauce holster. That's what you need, because he eats it on everything. Doesn't matter what the dish is. Before he ever tries it, he's dumping it on there. And he said things like his wife will cook something for dinner, and as soon as he sits down, he takes the hot sauce and he's putting it on, and she goes, you haven't even tried it yet. How do you know that it needs hot sauce? He says, I know it needs hot sauce because there's not hot sauce on it. Amen. But he just loves it. There's people that are that way with salt, too. You can taste it immediately. But you know what happens when you have just a little bit of salt and then you cover it up with all kinds of stuff? What happens to the flavor? It becomes more and more dull, doesn't it? Because of what you're covering it up with. We are to be the salt of the earth. We as believers are to be the ones that are used by Christ to get the gospel out into this lost and dying world. However, the salt that we are to be because of sin in many of our lives has become polluted. It's become watered down. You may be able to deep down still find the element that makes up the salt, but it's lost its strength because it's been mixed with sin. Our Lord said that we are the salt of the earth. We are the preserving influence, if you will, of righteousness and of holy living. We are to be people of integrity. Believers, we should be, here's an idea for us, we should be believable, shouldn't we? We as believers, we should be people who are truthful. The most respected people in the community should be the ones that call themselves believers. You know, as in this world, of course, there's lots of loans and credit cards and all these types of things. You know, the number one occupation that is the hardest to get a loan for a brand new vehicle is a pastor. The hardest. Not because of income, but because they are known as the least likely to pay their bill. How sad is that? I was talking to Brother Jeremy McKay, and of course he worked for a Nissan dealership and a Toyota dealership for a very long time. And he was telling me the one day, I asked him, I said, is that true? He goes, oh yeah, it's true. If they come in and they put pastor or clergy on there, there's only a couple of banks that will even look at them because they don't pay their bills. Lord help us. What is that doing to this lost and dying world? What's that doing to these bankers and these loan writers and ones like that? When they see that on there, these ones that are supposed to be the salt of the world, the ones that are supposed to be ones that are walking in integrity, these ones that call themselves believers, these ones that oftentimes walk around as holier than thou in a lot of places, and yet they're looking at them and they say they're not people of integrity. They won't even loan them money. Lord, help us. But it's that way. Not only for pastors, but for many believers as well. Whether you are a pastor or a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, or just a member of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, you should be a person of integrity. We have a testimony to guard. That testimony is for Christ. Not so that people will think better of us. Look at the book of Job, if you will. Job chapter 2. Of course, Job was a man that feared God. But here in Job chapter 2, look at verse 1 through 3, if you will. Job chapter 2 and verse 1 through 3. The Bible says this, and there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his what? Integrity. Job was in a wicked place at that time. All of us live in a wicked world, but it says that he holdeth fast in integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. You notice God says there, he feared God and escheweth evil. Now, we'll get into this here in just a moment, but understand this. For him to escheweth evil, that means that there must have been evil there for him to... That word escheweth, it means to remove your foot from the path of evil. That's what that means there. So there was evil that was going on, and yet this man Job here, he was able to walk in integrity and to protect his integrity because of this reason, because he feared God. He could do that because he feared the Almighty God. There in the book of Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 1, as we read in the very beginning here, the Bible says this, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity. I want you to look at that word better there. You know what the word better means? It means that there are choices that can be made. Just looking at the word, something is better than this. What's it better than? Well, it's better than something that's worse. Amen? There's a choice that can be made there. It is better for you to walk in integrity than it is for you to follow what man would have you to do, than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. There are many lies that are said today of people that want to get themselves ahead, monetarily speaking, get a raise in the company or move up in the company. And many times they've got lies that'll spew from their lips, don't they? Trying to break people down and all of that and try to get to a place by climbing over top of others. And they'll use many lies to do that. But the Bible says this, better. It's better to be a person of integrity. It's better. The old saying says this, honesty is the best policy. But I want you to understand this, as a Christian, for a person of integrity, honesty should not be looked at as just the best policy. For a believer, honesty should be the only policy. It shouldn't just be, well, this is better for us to do. No, we're representing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're representing a God who the Bible says cannot lie. Therefore, we as believers should be people of truth. We shouldn't be lying. We should not letting people see us as people that have no integrity, as liars and all of that, like we just read there a little bit ago, how America has become a nation of liars. Lord, help us as believers. We should be people of integrity. Honesty should be the only policy. This should be true for every believer. Should be true with every child of God. And in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 3, the Bible says this, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. You're going to be guided through life? Follow your integrity. Follow what God wants you to do. Notice there it continues on, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. I would rather be guided by what God would have me to do than to be destroyed by perverseness. Integrity, unfortunately, though, means nothing to this world. And unfortunately, it means very little to many believers as well. What is going to help us is being people of integrity. The Bible says that the crowd is going to end in destruction. Their perverse ways are going to come back and destroy them. Everything that we sow, notice this, we are also going to reap that. The ones that get themselves to the top, if you will, by lies, those lies are going to catch them. Going to. You know, all of us in some point in life, we have known some that if you were to hear something coming out of their mouth, you would automatically think that it was a lie because they've said so many lies. I've heard this statement. Well, you know, they're lying if their lips are moving. Amen. We've all known people like that. God forbid if that was us. But the truth of the matter is this, that there are many believers that are known for that. Lord, help us. If we are known that way. Look at Job chapter 27 and verse 1 through 5. Job 27 verse 1 through 5. This is after many things have happened to Job. After much transgression has come his way. After many false accusations. Even his friends have accused him. His own wife said, curse God and die. Those supported wife for you, amen. But he stayed true through all of this. Notice Job 27 verse 1 through 5. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, as God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty who hath vexed my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove mine integrity from me. What was he talking about there? He says, I'm not going to utter deceit. He said, I'm not going to cause my tongue to lie. He said, I'm not going to remove mine integrity either. No matter what happens, he says, I am going to be a man of integrity. What a powerful statement that is. Just a couple of chapters over in Job 31, it starts out this way. I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above? What inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, and God may know mine integrity. Here's what Job is saying here. He says, I'm going to follow the Lord because my desire is this, that when the Lord weighs me in the balance, He finds me as a person of integrity. When it comes to our lives, let me ask us this question here this morning. When it comes to our lives, your life and my life, if there was integrity and deceit, if there was our integrity, who we truly are, and what people think we are, if the Lord placed us on that scale today, which way would the scale be leaning? Unfortunately, in many of our lives because of the lies that come from our lips or because of the things we may call ourselves believers, but if we're not living by what the Bible says, and if this is our integrity, this is what God truly sees us as, and this is what man sees us as, many times it would be a little off kilter, wouldn't it? Unfortunately, we would be weighed in the balance and be found wanting. You know, God sees everything that we do. Every single thing. Nothing is hid from God. God knows every step that we take and every thought in our mind. What Job is asking God to do is this, to put him on the scale. What would happen if we asked God to put us on the scale? He said, Lord, put me on the scale and let me know if I'm a person of integrity. You know why many believers don't ask God to put them on that scale? Because they know exactly in which way that scale would be leaning. America has become a nation of liars, has it not? Greed has driven us to break all limits of honesty and decency. The reputation of our nation in the eyes of this world is a reputation of no integrity. America has become the laughing stock of this world. It used to be the place of great opportunity. It used to be the place where people could come to get religious freedom. And I praise the Lord for all of the ones who have fought for that and that we still have religious freedom and we can meet freely like we are today. I praise the Lord for that, and I'm not downing any of those things, but what I'm saying is this: America has come a long way from where it once was. People don't come to America because of its integrity today. It's quite the opposite. America used to be the country that sent out the most missionaries, but now there are literally third world countries sending missionaries to America. Why? Because the believers cannot be trusted as people of integrity. They can't be. Many times the pastor in a community or the spiritual leader, if you will, in some way in a community is known as a person who is deceitful, a person who is always looking for a way that they can get ahead rather than helping other people. Church, we need to be people of integrity. We're going to continue this study here next week, Lord willing, on being people of integrity, and we'll get into some things on where integrity comes from based on what the Bible says. But I want to challenge us today for every one of us to take a look at our lives and ask the Lord to go through our life, to comb through our lives and say, Lord, if there's anything that's keeping me from being a person of integrity, Lord, remove that from me. Let's guard our words. There may be things that in our mind it's going to help us to get ahead if we just tell this what we would consider a little white lie. But think of how that's going to bring a reproach to the name of God. Think of how that's going to ruin our integrity. If someone has never lied to us to the best of our knowledge, then whatever they say, we're going to trust that. I think we would all understand that. Then we as believers need to be known as people who tell the truth, because when we give the gospel of Jesus Christ to someone, God forbid they say, well, they've lied to me so many other times, why would I believe that that's true? Bringing a reproach to the name of Christ. Let's ask the Lord to go through our life and to help us to be the people on the outside that we say that we are on the inside. Let's be people of integrity. Amen.